Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Cynthia Warden, W-A-R-D-E-N. Address is 629 Hayfork Crest, Chico, California, 952928, phone 530-966-4747. ID is XXXXX9579. Date of birth is 10/30/1947, 74-year-old. Currently single, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is CVS-Esplanade. It is addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-L. L, capital E, small L, dash, capital K-H-A-L-M-D, Family Medicine. 6470 Pence Road, Suite B, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. L. Cajal and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Cynthia Warden for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Cynthia was seen today accompanied by her brother who provided additional clinical history. New paragraph, by her brother's initial report, obtained in private, he has been noticing some cognitive impairment for a period of 3 years. Subparagraph, during the last year, however, her cognitive decline has become increasingly impaired, particularly in noticing difficulty with complicated and simple calculations. New paragraph, currently, she reports that she's having trouble with recollection of common things, but denies serious functional impairment, although her brother might disagree. New paragraph. She is currently treated for COPD by Dr. Verma. New paragraph, current medications include amlodipine and Lumigan. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for emphysema, migraine, she gives us infectious disease history of appendicitis, bronchitis, pneumonia, tonsillitis, childhood measles, and chickenpox. Adult history of glaucoma, new paragraph. She reports no obvious allergies, new paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms, general, she reports, quote, forgetfulness, unquote. EENT, she wears eyeglasses to read. She has a history of recurrent headaches, sinus problems, and history of glaucoma. New paragraph, pulmonary. She gives a history of COPD and a previous history of pneumonia. She denies recent treatment for her asthma. New paragraph. Cardiovascular, she has a history of hypertension, dash, treated, endocrine, no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported, hematological, no symptoms reported, locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported, dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological. She stands 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighs 111 pounds. Menstruation occurred at age 13. She is uncertain as to when her last menstrual period was. Mammography has been previously completed, quote, a long time ago, unquote. There's no history of hysterectomy. No history of breastfeeding. She had 2 pregnancies with 2 live births. One boy born in 1965 and a daughter born in 1976. She denied indicate other female gynecological problems, sexual function. She's not sexually active, but reports having had a satisfactory sexual life. She did not answer questions regarding discomfort with intercourse. There's no history of transmissible disease. Mental health. She's seen a counselor in the past, but denied other mental health symptoms. New paragraph, neuropsychiatric. She has no history of seeing a psychiatrist, having psychiatric care, or a history of convulsions, fang spells, or paralysis. Personal health and safety. She has completed an advanced directive. She does not live alone. She denies a history of falls, visual or hearing loss. She did not indicate any history of verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on October 30th. She's 74 years old. Her father died at age 74 with a history of pneumonia. Her mother died at age 94 with a history of heart failure. She has a 72-year-old brother who has a history of paranoid schizophrenia. She did not indicate any clinical history of her husband or children. New paragraph. She reports a family history of arthritis in her mother, chemical dependency in her mother, diabetes in her father and mother. She denied a family history of asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, cancer, convulsions. Heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. She completed high school in 1964. 2 years of college in 1966. Social history and health habits. She is currently divorced. She reports that she takes alcohol daily, one beverage per night. This was confirmed by her brother, who indicates there may be more alcohol utilization in the past. New paragraph. She has smoked in the past 20 years ago, less than a pack a day. New paragraph. She used no recreational substances. She lives with no significant other. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns, none reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. She was treated for pneumonia and COPD in October of 2020-2021. Operations and hospitalizations, no history of blood transfusion. Appendectomy was performed in 1964. She otherwise has not been under prolonged hospitalization or medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports loss of memory. New paragraph. Head, she reported no history of neuralgia, headaches, seizures, or similar family history. New paragraph. Neck, she gave a history of neck pain with stiffness from, quote, recurrent exercise programs. She reported stiffness on the side of her neck. She denied swelling or paresthesias. New paragraph. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported, new paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. She denied any difficulty with changes in her vision, sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, although she does report that her sense of smell is not as good as it used to be. She denies any problem with speech or phonation. New paragraph. She denied facial neuralgia, pain difficulty with chewing. New paragraph. She denied any unusual tremor or movement-related problems. New paragraph. She denied ataxia and stumbling. New paragraph. She denied a history of lightheadedness, near syncope, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph. Neurological examination. General Cynthia Warden is a relatively thin, otherwise normal-appearing, late middle age, right-handed woman who is alert, oriented, pleasant, and otherwise appears in no distress. New paragraph, mental status. She does have difficulty with recollection. New paragraph. Her thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and without unusual ideation. New paragraph, cranials 2 through 12. Subparagraph, the pupils reek around, react to light and accommodation. 3, 4, and 6, their full extraocular movements without nystagmus, diplopia, or dysmetria. New paragraph. Visual fields to confrontation are bilaterally preserved. New paragraph. There is no facial asymmetry or motor weakness. New paragraph. Auditory acuity is preserved bilaterally. 9. Palatalizate symmetrically. 10. Phonation is preserved. 11. Cervical and maxillary and trapezius strength are intact. Her tongue is midline without atrophy, deviation, or fasciculations. New paragraph. Cervical range of motion is intact without restriction. New paragraph. Motor examination. Manual testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates bilaterally preserved bulk, tone, and strength. New paragraph. Sensory examination is intact to touch, pin, temperature, vibration, and simultaneous stimulation without deficits. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are slightly increased at the patellar, normal to reduced at the Achilles. New paragraph. Testing, subparagraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are easily accomplished without deficits or asymmetries. Or unusual halting characteristics. New paragraph. Passive range of motion, distraction, maneuvers demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular rigidity, cog wheeling, or unusual pendulosity. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination is fluid with preserved tandem, heel, and toe. New paragraph. Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic depression. Cynthia Warden presents with a history of progressive cognitive decline, more recently noticed by her brother, possibly rapidly increasing. New paragraph, clinical history reports possible nutritional insufficiencies on her medicinals and supplements. New paragraph. She has no underlying history of unusual sleep problems or sleep disorder. New paragraph. Recommendations. Today I've given her the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires to complete. New paragraph. She will return with those results and we'll complete the cognitive assessment. Formally, new paragraph. High-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging will be obtained at Open Systems Imaging. New paragraph. Today I've given her laboratory slips for laboratory evaluation of cognitive disorders and dementia regarding her history of possible accelerated cognitive decline. New paragraph. She will return with those results, and I will provide further recommendations as may be indicated, including initiation of appropriate treatment as may be identified. New paragraph signed respectfully with my professional signature.